Sina Weibo, there's one Sina Weibo post that pleads with people to stop volunteer teaching in underprivileged areas, or 支教. So what could possibly go wrong with that? And a few tourists actually have reported that there's a few tourist spots of the 4A level that have been downgraded by the National Tourism Authorities. Will it be enough to improve the tourist experience for visitors in the future? We would love to hear from you and have you join our live discussion. Come and find us on WeChat to search for Easy FM Roundtable. You can send us a regular message or a bullet comment. Come and play with us.
Pew, pew, pew.
Or you can find us in Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. If you're a podcast listener, we're Roundtable 圆桌会 there. But first, recently, a Sina Weibo post pleads with people to stop volunteer teaching in underprivileged areas, or this has been called 支教 in Chinese. And this is a student program that's been going on for years. It's supposed to be a good thing, doing volunteer work. What could have been wrong with this kind of program? So what's up with it this time?
Well, let's talk about the blog, which was written from a student's perspective, criticizing the volunteer teachers for their self-interest behavior, ignorance of local life, and poor preparation of their teaching material/plans. Although the story puts a big question mark on the current volunteer teaching organizations and things that are going on, many netizens were disgusted by the blogger's cynical and provincial points of view. Many netizens argue that the problems mentioned in the articles are not true for them. Netizens believe the volunteers are with good hearts and just want to help out these other people, maybe in the rural areas. So let's talk about the two ways you can do this kind of volunteer teaching in China. One's the official program organized by the government. The other is kind of an unofficial program that is often organized by private groups, i.e. NGOs. The type of voluntary teaching for college students ranges from short-term, middle-term, and long-term. But let's keep in mind here, these are students, so many times they pick short-term voluntary teaching. That's the most popular here in China. And, you know, looking at this, though, guys, there's something that that popped up in our research that I want to talk about. And, you know, this basically, as I understand it, these people are going to rural areas to teach, to help, to bring the knowledge that maybe they're getting in university and spread it into the rural areas. And this is a really noble thing because, you know, maybe these rural kids see college students and get to talk to them, and then that drives them to want to overcome obstacles that are in front of them to be like these college students one day, to see it's possible. I love it. But a survey done by a volunteer has shown that 51.4% of 107 participants or volunteers that are doing this are doing this because they, quote, want to broaden their horizon. Only 16.82% are doing it because they want to, quote, contribute to the rural area. So something to keep in mind here, too, is broaden your horizon isn't motivated by helping others, which is the point of doing the volunteer work. To be a good teacher, you have to want to actually do it, not necessarily for yourself, but for the students that you're teaching. I think that's an integral part of being a good teacher. And it seems like only 16.82% are volunteering to do just that.
Yeah, well, I have to argue for those students who wanted to go to rural areas to support kids, to help them, to teach them, because I feel like even though they say I wanted to broaden my horizon as a reason to go, there's nothing wrong with that. And also, the fact that they wanted to go there is actually a good thing. If we organize it better, manage the whole system in a more systematic way, we try to let them understand how to be a good teacher, they will learn, because as they say, they wanted to broaden their horizon. That is way you broaden it. And having someone doing something Noble is, of course, you want everyone to have the heart to do a noble thing, to give back to the society. But is that a little too ideal? Maybe we can make the good of all the situation. Maybe if they wanted to broaden their horizon, it's okay, but they can also do something good to rural students. So it can be a good thing. We don't have to be criticized because of their motive.
I think you absolutely have to criticize these people because they're not just volunteering like an internship. They're playing a crucial role in someone's upbringing, in their life, and them becoming realizing their potential. They are teachers, New Honglin. So let's take Fireflies, an NGO from the southwest area of China, which accepted in 2012, the summer of 2012, 1,000 students to enter this kind of volunteer movement to help teach rural people. According to Fireflies, the students designed fun teaching plans, but they were completely impractical and didn't even implement them well at all. It's like they had this big fun idea of, broadening my horizons. But once they got there, they weren't interested in actually implementing them. It all fell apart. And these are actual human beings that are relying on you to do this. So this is unacceptable.
Don't take me wrong. I'm not saying poor teaching is acceptable. I'm just saying it's not the volunteers' problem. It should be the organizers' job to make sure they are up to some standard to do the teaching. They should be select the college students and build supervision rules.
I like that.
They are the one that should make sure that the volunteers are able to teach and deliver a good result. That is to say, maybe there are people who do their job for the money. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as they're doing their job right.
But it's hard to find these volunteers, so maybe they can't be that picky. So what do you do then?
Yeah, I don't think the problem here is it's hard to find volunteers, because according to the post, which even being criticized by netizens, maybe there are too many volunteers, but their quality, some way to say that, to describe it, is not that good. That is when the management step in.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I think for sure that at first when I saw this piece of news and as we were doing a bit more research into it, I was really happy and sort of rest assured that there are so many idealistic and really good-hearted young people out who want to do this. They want to do volunteer teaching to help out with the kids that are usually in remote areas and places that could be pretty remote, and they don't have access to a lot of information or just having young teachers there. And I think these young people going into the mountains or some of these remote areas, they are bringing in not only knowledge, but also, I think, often a useful way of looking at things. And it's a brush of fresh air. It's something that people there is alien to. And then it would be nice to have an opportunity to open your eyes to all of that. But here, I want to say one thing just regarding the motive that was quite a heated discussion between Ryan and Yo Honglin. That is, get off that high horse. I think the end justifies the means here. But the problem is, has the result been delivered?
I disagree. 16% of this nice people actually doing what you're talking about, that's 16% of 100%. That is really low percentage of actual good teachers that are actually doing it because they actually care. So are you doing more harm than good?
Okay.
When it's such a low percentage like that.
Okay.
Maybe if it was 50%, I would agree with you. But when you have 50% of people that just care about themselves and that's why they're doing it, so they can write it on their college application when they go to school in the U.S., then they're not doing it for the kids. And these kids, their experience, their education is jeopardized by people who don't really care.
Okay, I take it one step back. As you did cite, Ryan, that it was like 50-something percent of people saying
51.
That we want to go there because I want to broaden my horizon.
Yes.
So is self-interest a completely bad thing? Not necessarily. Look at all these companies out there that are there to make a profit.
But do you think people teach to be rich? Obviously not.
No,
there's no self-interest in that as much as there is, I want to help people. right?
Okay, but helping people could also make you feel good. And isn't that also part of self-interest, if that is such a broad term? So I don't think self-interest is always bad. And also,
you're just rewording it.
And also, broadening my horizon, yeah. That could also be gained when I'm teaching these kids, when I'm living with them. I don't think that necessarily is a bad thing, and I don't think it's sufficient evidence to prove that these people, these young people, are not there on a goodwill to want to make a change.
Because I told you, what they often pick is the short term. The short term, not the midterm, not the long term. They aren't invested, I think, in these kids' education. These kids already have an uphill battle, Hyung. Now someone's going to come and volunteer and say, I'm going to teach you, but really they come up unprepared and they're just doing it so they can write it on some kind of resume or cover letter that they're going to send to a university to get a master's scholarship or something like that. So actually, I think 50% are actually using the rural kids that they're trying to teach to just for a name drop on a resume, where 16% are saying, all right, I want to do this not because I am interested in going to school abroad and I know schools abroad care about, volunteer work. I'm interested in helping these kids.
Why does this have anything to do with going to school
because
abroad?
Because actually, to tell you the truth, like, one of the biggest things you can do to get in some of the top grade A universities, like, let's say, in the UK, I'd imagine the UK is similar to the US, but I know, especially the US, there's a lot of people with good grades. A lot of people like extracurricular work and especially volunteer work, giving back to your community.
And that is also being valued here in China as well. And I totally agree with you that there is something wrong with this program, but I do not agree with you that 50% of these people are just thinking, oh, I want the best for my resume so
then
I can benefit from
them. Then why don't they choose the middle term?
Okay, so here is the problem. Why are these people being allowed into a program?
Exactly. It's
systematic. Problem. Not, you cannot just blame every individual who are doing this because they think it's a good thing to do. Maybe for them, not necessarily for the people they're helping, but it's the system that need to regulate these things to make sure they know how to teach. And also, like you said, maybe 16% of the students, volunteers, are do it because they want to help the kids, but it not necessarily means they know how to teach. They still need training. They still need the management, the organizer, to give them the skills they need. And also, for a noble thing to go on, you can't count it on people's goodwill.
You have to have
multiple reasons to do that. It should be a win-win, not just a self-contribution. You cannot say that every doctor is doing it because they wanted to save patients, and that is all they want. They have to be, maybe they're curious about medicine itself. Maybe they do want to make money when they become really good doctors. And there has to be multiple motives for a good thing to go on.
I mean, to an extent, yes, I agree. You're right. Like, I think it's perfectly fine to offer someone some kind of financial aid if they want to go get a master's. I mean, in the U.S., we have Teach for America, which after you finish your undergraduate degree, if you get accepted into the program, you can go. You teach for a certain amount of time in this gap period, and then I think they help you actually get into the master's program of your choice or something like that. Don't quote me on it, but it's a system like that. Yes, then it's a win-win. Absolutely. I don't think it should just be some person sacrificing their future just for volunteer work. But New Honglin, 16% is such a low number. And here, you said that you can't discredit passion. Maybe they don't know how to teach, but they're doing it because they want to teach. So I think they will have incentive because of their passion to learn to be better teachers right away, because they're not doing this because of the end game, their horizon. They're invested in these rural kids. And we can both say that it's systematic, and we could both have our points of view about the systematic and what I just said and both be right. Because yes, the system is allowing 51% to go in just for their own gains. Okay?
Yeah.
Broadening your horizons is your horizons, your gains, what you want. And it's kind of an ambiguous term. But what I want to say here is there does need to be a win-win. There does. Because you know what? I'm a firm believer if someone does something nice for society, society should pay it back in some way. And that doesn't have to be monetary. But you know, like, if you're giving education to those who would normally not get it, then maybe something could be given to you that would help you with your education.
I love that sentiment, and I wish everybody's thinking that way, but unfortunately, no.
So we should just give up.
No, we should not. We should strive for better, and that's what I think, that we can always make a change if we have that will in our hearts, be it just a small little flame in one person's heart. There is still the possibility that you make a change, and that's how I've made it here today, and that's what I think.
And also, as you've mentioned, there are maybe only 16% of the students that are doing the volunteer work because they wanted to give to the society. But if you mix the 50% with them, maybe they can be a better person. Maybe the 50% will learn during their helping process and knowing that it's a noble thing to do. I will continue to doing it. And also, as a good deed, I'd like to lure more people as possible people to do this. And in the process, they will become a better person.
Here's what I think should happen. I agree with you about the systematic, because when these kids are being exposed to their first group of college student volunteers, I want these students to be there because they want to be there, not for their horizons, but to help these people, because that's why they're there. That's the point of the program. And so to do that, to sort these kind of 51% out, to make sure that it's a 100% of 16%, I would say, first of all, remind everybody that's applying to the program, hey guys, like, yes, this can be offered to you, and there is some things that we'll give back to you for doing this. But keep in mind, we have high expectations. We're going to watch you. If you're not performing, we're going to make sure that you're out of the program and you don't get anything from us. So if you mess up along the way, even after you're accepted, you're gone. There's no like, oh, you're accepted and now you can be a bad volunteer teacher. You have to maintain your level of teaching and have that passion. I think that's one systematic thing that can really help here. Also, I know for Teach for America, you have to maintain a GPA because they want smart people that value education, that get good grades. They want them teaching rural and other people in the United States. Also, you have to write like a letter. Yeah, like a proposal. Basically, like, why I want to do this. And these kind of things, I think Teach for America has helped people get into Harvard and some really top schools because of how great of a program it is, because of that systematic reason. It's no longer catering to the 51% that are just using it to get into Harvard. It's catering to the people that actually want to give back to society, and those are the ones that should reap the rewards.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it, but I doubt that those people who went to Harvard didn't have any shred of self-interest in their hearts as they were applying and writing the letter.
That's speculation.
And coming up with a proposal,
complete
all of that.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
Well, you know, we're here to offer different points. So I don't object to the idea of having self-interest. And also, are people ever going to be truly altruistic? I do have questions there.
But
that's probably a huge discussion for a different day. Yeah, and let's not go down that path too early. And I do feel that despite disagreements, but I do agree with you guys that the way the program has been implemented is hugely problematic. First of all, there isn't enough screening or like picking
selecting
the right people to go into this program, like Ryan has just portrayed so vividly just now. And also, sometimes these people are young volunteers that go to these areas. They only stay for a couple of weeks or a couple of months.
The short
term. And you have the audacity to put that in your CV? that is laughable. I mean, spending 2 months in a village just saying that, oh, I volunteered there, and that would make your future employer think you're better. It doesn't work that way. You need to show dedication.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have questions if I'm the employer.
I love the Hyog rants when they go down. She's like, I love it. But, you know, looking at this, I think one thing that I do want to say is that there is an agreement between all three of us, is that we want this to be done the best way possible.
Yes.
How can we make that happen?
Because you know what? We often talk about how on the show the kind of obstacles these poor kids have to overcome from day one is a lot. So I think, you know, if we can somehow try to, you know, invest in these volunteers, but also another way I think we can help to answer your question, Hyung, is to give them, you know, some of these places are kind of in seriously rural areas where it's hard to get transportation out to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, in this digital age, we need to expose them to digital content. So I'm talking like iPads with car batteries to charge them and some kind of hotspot phone carrier, make a deal with, you know, some phone carrier to be able to offer a specific service in that area while this volunteer work's going on, so that these kids can be using the internet, so that they can get used to it and realize that this world is so much more than maybe what they're learning in school right now.
Exactly. And also, you've talked about the trafficking, the places where the traffic situation is not that well. That is also something that I think the organizers should be thinking about. They cannot just send volunteers to those places that has been accepting volunteer work again and again. They should send them to places where they really need a new vision and some people to open their eye to the whole wide world. And that is also a point that is very important.
I agree. And you know what? One thing I do want to say, and someone in our research that I found I really respect is Jiang Yiyan, a 32-year-old Chinese actress who starred in Nanking. She spent 8 years behind the scenes teaching, and she's a high-profile celebrity, teaching and giving back to rural areas. And only after she had finished teaching did she was it released that she did this. But, you know, some netizens have argued, oh, she did this to up her, you know, celebrity. No, 8 years, you could do far less time and I'm sure up your celebrity. This person really cares. I think this is a great example of how, you know, no matter who you are, you can give back.
Yeah, no matter who you are, you can give back. And why would someone care? Sorry, Ryan, whether she is truly intentionally thinking that I have these kids in my heart, as long as she's done it, as long as she's delivered. And
because
her
think,
image is made better as a result of it,
be
it intentional or not.
I think we want to put the puzzle piece in the correct spot in the puzzle, and that is, a person that is filling this position should care. And that's why it bugs us if that piece doesn't fit. You know, it's supposed to, I want to complete the puzzle, but it's not fitting in there. So when you get this amazing Chinese actress who gave so much of her life, 8 years, to help others, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I also want everyone to care, but what I want more is the kids get the help they need.
Yes.
So no
yes.
matter
here, here.
The volunteer cares or not, if they're delivering the help, it's okay for me.
Yes, and also, how can that result be delivered home? Then it needs these program organizers to be more selective, to be more strict, and really to follow a more stringent rule,
yeah,
I feel,
I
that
agree.
Is necessary to make this Zhijiao program to work in the long run. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Hulin.